be bringing you real content, juicy content, and quality content. That's the tea. Today is Sunday, 14th November, and I recorded some parts not long ago, like how many seconds ago. I recorded for 40 minutes and I stopped the recording. But thank God I didn't delete it, because who knows, I could end up using that recording, and even that more dull, but it's 40 minutes and it's quite long. And I'm using voice recorder on my phone to record. If it was Anchor, the app I use for recording these episodes, I would have deleted it. I won't even save it. I would delete it sharp. There are a lot of times I'm recording on Anchor and I've said a lot of things, and I'm like, I'm going to delete it. And I delete it. Then later, I'm asking myself, why did I delete it? Who knows? I may need it. Who knows? Maybe what I said actually makes sense. But it's me thinking it doesn't make sense. And this is exactly what happened. I spoke for 50 minutes. And I paused it. And I asked myself, I don't think what I'm saying makes sense. I didn't even ask myself. I said to myself, what I said, it made sense at the point. But it just feels like I'm not just speaking well, I would say. I'm not saying what I should be saying. It just feels like, when you listen to what I'm saying, it feels like I'm not just speaking well. That's what I would say. It does not just sound well to me. It doesn't sound like something I would want to upload. Yeah. And things are, I don't know, for these past weeks, things haven't been going as planned when it comes to this recording of this episode. But I'll figure out a way. I always figure out a way when it comes to tough situations. And there's not going, I don't know if there's going to be an episode coming out today, Sunday, or maybe it's next week. Because even before I started recording, I've already started imagining what I'm going to write, letting guys know, oh, I've not recorded, no new episode Sunday. You will see it next week, Sunday. Yeah. So probably this is going to be the case, and probably not. The topic I'm going to be speaking about today, this week, isn't what I planned on speaking about, but issues came up. Like I said, things haven't been going as planned, and that's one thing that didn't go as planned, but this is what it is. And I really won't try to be consistent, but things just happen, and I just can't be consistent, guys. I just can't be consistent, to be honest. I don't know, but I'll try my possible best to still be giving you episodes, no matter how long it takes, because I know that last season things happened too, but at the same time, I didn't like the amount of episodes I had in mind to give you guys, just didn't work. I planned on giving you guys 22 actually, but I think I gave you guys like 12. Then later I realized that I've taken like almost a month break. I need to just go back and just start do season 2. I just need to start season 2. I'm not going to start season 3 now. Oh no guys, I'm gonna start season 3 anytime soon when I've done episode 6 or so of this season 2. No. But even though normally if I meant like it's every week I'm posting, as I'm doing 10 episodes, 10 weeks I'll be done. But obviously things are just going up and down. Things are not just like going the way it's meant to be going. And 10 weeks episode leads to maybe 22 weeks, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, but I hope you guys are really enjoying the episodes I've been giving you guys. If you're not enjoying it, let me know your concerns, your thoughts, your reviews about the episodes. And last week episode, did you guys enjoy it? Because I did, because I was listening to it one time on Spotify and I'm like, oh wow, the single Pringles really did something on this episode. Yes, we did. I really hope you guys got lit, because that's the theme of this circumstance, to get you guys lit. And yes, send us a DM on Instagram i2515podcast. And there are people, I don't know if there are people, because I know my friend has been having issues sending the voice note to us, and she recorded but it's not sending. And even though I've mentioned send us a voice message like throughout this season, even though you know you cannot, you're having issues recording or sending, just send us a DM on Instagram. And there's your reviews about it, and based on the episodes you've done so far, if you have like any stories you want to share based on those episodes, let me know in the DMs on Instagram, and I'll keep you anonymous. Definitely will keep you anonymous, to be honest, guys. Right now, I'm really hoping that if I'm listening to what you called name this episode, when I'm done recording and I'm about to edit, and I'm like, oh, it sounds so nice. Oh, there are no errors at all. I don't think there's need for me to edit. I think it's only one time I've not edited any episode. Just one time, I recorded just straight. I didn't need to like pause, like stop one part and record again, stuff like that. I just kept on recording straight. And I was listening to the episode, like, oh, it's time for me to edit. And I was listening to it, and it was going smoothly. And I'm like, ooh, just like I'm more editing. End it there. And I ended it there, and I posted it. And I wish this is going to be like that, but I don't think so. Because I just, like, stopped one part, and I'm starting on that part now. So I think, it looks like I'm not going to post on Sunday. I do not know. I don't know, guys. I don't know, but we will see. There's still time. 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, the time period I actually like post is that 4, 5, or 7. Normally last season was 5. Then this season, when things like weren't going as planned, and it took a lot, like maybe on Sunday I'm still editing the episode, 7 I post. Then I was reading something on the internet, like best time to post 4 p.m. So I think one time was once I posted 4 p.m. but who knows, there's still time. Time is 1:50 p.m. so who knows, miracles do happen. Actually, miracles do happen. To be honest, I know I can do it. I know I can do it. There have been a lot of things that I've been able to maneuver and do, so and I can do it. I haven't even, like, what they call the name, posted my YouTube video. I think I forgot to post it. Then yesterday night I remembered, post your YouTube video. I need to, like, the thumbnail I haven't yet done. I'll just search for one random picture on my phone and use that as thumbnail. Then, oh god, I've already, like, uploaded it. Thank god I've uploaded it, just for me to put the thumbnail, description, tags, and all of that. That's all. But it's already, like, uploaded. Just, like, it's private already. But today, guys, I'm not forgetting about my YouTube video. I'm not forgetting about my YouTube video at all. So, that's aside, all the storytelling aside. Today's episode is about insecurity, and it is actually divided into two parts. Insecurity when it comes to your face and body, yeah. And I'm going to be talking about insecurity. And to be honest, I think that this is a topic I've always wanted to talk about. I just never spoke about it because I knew what I was going to say, but at the same time, I needed to speak on it very well. Because I started YouTube 2020, last year. And one of the topics I wrote down when I first started, like, started YouTube, and started, like, the first things I wrote down, like, oh yeah, I'm going to start YouTube, was insecurity. That's always been part of my plan since day one. Even last season too, I wrote it down. This season again, I'm writing it down. And when I was looking at the topics I've written down for this second season, I'm like, I think I should talk about this insecurity. Yeah. Because most of the topics I wrote down, I need the guests on the topics, on the episode, I mean. Now, finding guests on the episode is hard. I can send messages to people, please help me get this person and all of that. But things aren't just working out the way it's meant to be. But it is what it is. We move. That's the thing. We move. Yeah. Have you guys ever seen on social media or in real life people who are so laughing at others' insecurity? One question, actually. Because on social media, I would say Twitter, yeah, I would just see someone laughing at someone's insecurity. And I would just have to, like, face palm myself. Not like I would face palm, but maybe at times I do. I can't remember. But just like, oh my goodness. And just be shaking your head. Like, what is going on? Be eating your head, your forehead. Like, can you guys hear the sound? I'm even eating my forehead. Because that's how I'll just be feeling. Like, oh my goodness. Does this person think he or she is making sense? Like, I don't get what is funny. Like, why are you laughing at someone's insecurities? Like, it doesn't make sense. It's not meant to be funny. Like, it's not funny at all. And maybe someone says something, tweets something, and just laughing. You're so insecure. And I'm like, it's funny. I don't literally put a laughing emoji. And I'm like, how is this funny? Like, oh, funny. Like, it's not funny. Like, I don't get why you laugh at someone's insecurities, actually. I feel like, do not do that. Like, if you have insecurities, would you like it if someone laughs at you? Would you like it if someone is laughing at you? If you have insecurities now, would you like this one laughs at you? It's not everyone that has insecurities. I will mention this now. It's not everyone that have insecurities. But if you don't have, but assuming you have, Would you like it if someone is laughing at your insecurities? Obviously, you won't like it. Why laughing at someone's insecurities? So I'm not trying to say that, I wouldn't even mind if someone laughs at my insecurities. I can laugh at someone else's insecurities. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. I feel like laughing at someone's insecurities is absolutely wrong. 100% wrong, to be honest. Like, why are you laughing? Like, what is funny about someone being insecure? I feel like people feel like being insecure is a terrible thing. And personally, I don't think it's terrible. I feel it's normal. It's a normal thing. People are insecure. Being insecure is normal. It's not as if it's something that is out of the world, something that is odd, something that isn't normal. Because it's normal. There are a lot of people out here that are insecure. And I want to let you know that it is normal. And let anyone make you feel like it's abnormal, to be honest. Because you're not the only one that is insecure. Yeah, and people who... Friends. Laughing at their friends' insecurity. How does... You're such a bad friend. That's what I would say, a bad friend. Because if you're a friend, I will cut you off immediately. Block your number, delete your number. If you call me and say, you see me, why did you block me? Something like that. I'll be like, you did this, you said this, and I can't be friends with such a person. Like, if I laugh at my insecurities, that's just so terrible. Like, are you serious? If I come to them that, it's a joke. You can't be joking about such. Like, that isn't something to joke about. There's some issues, some topics that shouldn't be joked about. And people think that, it's just a joke. You can't take a joke. And I'm like, there's some situations that are just obvious that you shouldn't joke about this thing. Obviously, there are some things that you feel like, it's a joke, but someone else won't see it as a joke. But there are some situations that shouldn't even be joked about. You get what I'm saying? It shouldn't even be joked about. Even though there are a lot of people that don't see what you're saying as a joke to you, it may be a joke to someone, it may not be a joke. But this situation shouldn't ever be a joke to anyone. Like, what's funny about it? Like, and you're the person's friend, you call the person your friend, the person who calls you is your friend, and you're laughing at the person's insecurity. Like, the person literally told you that, I feel insecure about this thing, I feel insecure about so and so, and you just use that to spite the person. It's more of spite, actually. I don't know what you're trying to, like, maybe you want to get a reaction out of the person, or it's just not nice. That's just what a bad and terrible friend to be honest. Or maybe you guys got into an argument or a fight, and the person just spills your it's not as if it's something like, you know, when you're saying, I'm spilling the tea, that's not even something I should even call you're spilling the tea. The person just talks about your insecurity, just use that against you, in an argument or fight, and that doesn't make sense. If you do that as a friend, that isn't nice. I feel like you need to change your ways if you do that as a friend. So guys, if you have this has occurred to you before. Is it occurred to you? No. The construction of the words isn't it. The sentence isn't it. If this has happened to you before, you have had any experience based on maybe your friends, someone laughing at your insecurity, maybe your friends or someone that is not your friend or on social media, let me know. You definitely remain anonymous. If I decide to post it, you remain anonymous. Send me a DM on Instagram at the 2515 podcast. Stop projecting your insecurities on someone. Like, you just try to, like, make yourself feel better. I don't know why people do that, actually. The reason why I feel people that just make themselves feel better, not try to project their insecurities on someone else. Like, don't do that. Stop doing that. Like, if you want to feel better about how you feel about your insecurities, but you now start to just try to, like, put your emotions, put all what you're feeling on the other person and make it look like, it's the other person now, and you just want the person to feel what you're feeling, then you just try to, like, feel better at that. No, don't do that. I think it's wrong. It's wrong. I don't even think it's wrong. Like, stop projecting your insecurities on other person. Like, why do you do that? Like, I need to know why people do that. Like, if you have any other reasons you think people project their insecurities on someone else, let me know, because I think why you'd be projecting your insecurities on someone. Like, Koda. I might be wrong, though. But the way I see this projection of insecurity is, like, I mentioned this that you're just trying to transfer your pain, your frustration, your emotion on the other person. I'll use this as an example. Maybe someone is insecure about spots on their face, and they know someone that has, like, clean face, like, there's no spots on the face, the person's face is clean, is fresh, and they're just trying to, like, transfer what they feel good about their face, don't like it, they feel embarrassed about it, and they want the other person to feel that kind of way. Maybe the way they speak to the person, the way they act towards the other person, just to make the person feel down, make the person feel sad, or maybe to just feel the way they are feeling about their own face, that, oh, since I'm feeling this way about my face, they want the other person to feel that kind of way too. They're just projecting how they feel about their face to the other person. And I'm like, it shouldn't be so. Like, it shouldn't be so, to be honest. Like, it shouldn't be so. That's all I can say. I might be wrong, though. If I'm wrong, let me know, to be honest. You learn every day. If I'm wrong, let me know, to be honest. I saw a tweet, and someone was talking about how she takes pictures a particular way because of her insecurities. Like, she posted pictures, and her face was turned to the... Her face was turned to a particular direction, so you couldn't really see her face. And she takes pictures like that because of her insecurities. And it just made me to like think about a lot of pictures I see on social media, like Instagram. You know, Instagram is for like uploading pictures, where you see a lot of people taking like pictures in a certain direction. And I'm thinking, maybe, I don't know, maybe like that most people that do that too may have insecurities about their face. I don't want people to see like what is on their face, and like, they're quite embarrassed. That may not be for everyone, actually, because when I saw those kind of pictures on Instagram, I mean, like, probably it's just like the person's style. You know, some people's Instagram page, that's the way they take their pictures, all like, their pictures like that. I have like, maybe it's the person's style, that's what the person wants the vibe to be on his or her Instagram page. And when I just read that tweet, I'm like, maybe some of those people that even do that probably feel that kind of way, to be honest. And I want you to know that, like I said, being insecure is normal, to be honest. And no matter what spots you have on your face, like, you're still beautiful, however beautiful you are, handsome with it. Like, I know that you maybe want those spots to go away. You've tried everything you can, but it isn't working. What I would advise, if you've tried everything you can and it isn't working, don't touch your face too much. Don't use too much products on your face, because if you have using too much product, various products, and it isn't working, you use product A, product Z, product D, and it isn't working, just don't add any other product to it, because who knows, it might worsen the situation. It might just like worsen what is on your face, and who knows, it could be worse. Or before you use the various products, do your research and make sure that, oh, this is good quality, this is like this is the good one. Or go and meet a doctor for professional advice, to be honest. Just you check, do your research properly, meet a doctor for professional advice. And once you see that, oh, you've used a lot of things and it isn't working, don't touch your face too much, don't add any other product to it, just wash your face, clean it with soap and water, and just leave it like that. It may end up like going on its own. And I want you to, like, one thing that I feel like how you can embrace this insecurity is how you can like deal with this insecurity, I mean, is by embracing your insecurity. Yeah, once you embrace, once you get to embrace, like, know and understand that, oh, I'm beautiful with this, I'm beautiful maybe with the way my body is, with the way my face, with maybe the spot on my face is, or the way my face is, then you'll be able to understand that, oh, being insecure isn't bad, and you're beautiful, you're sexy the way you are, no matter what is on your face, on your body, or what you have on your body, on your face, and you're beautiful, and you're beautiful the way you are. And you shouldn't let anyone make you feel like, oh, you're not that fine, oh, see the way you look, that obviously your, what they call the name, your feelings are validated, to be honest. I want you to know that your feelings are validated. And obviously you see some things, like stuff that will make you feel sad, that will just make you like, maybe like, well, that's a threat thing, that will just make your insecurities just enlarge or make you feel worse. And it's normal for you to see that, feel that kind of way, because at times we'll see a lot of things on social media towards us and we'll feel sad, obviously, that those kind of things will make us feel sad. I think I just want you to just like take your time to understand that, irrespective of what's going on, you're beautiful, you're sexy, yeah. And one thing I would mention is that don't dwell on your insecurities too much, because I understand that you keep overthinking about it, and because you just like, you're not happy with the way everything is like, and just want it to go away, or you've seen a lot of things people are saying about you, and just makes you feel a type of way. It just like enlarges the insecurities. Or what I want to say is that don't think about it too much, don't overthink, because overthinking about it isn't going to like change anything. That's what I'll mention, isn't going to change anything. So overthinking it is just going to make it's just going to make you feel worse, to be honest, because you're thinking about it, and it's just going to make you feel worse. So don't overthink it at all. Don't overthink it. Focus on the positive. Don't focus on the negative aspect of it. Focus on the positive, to be honest. That's what I would say. The way you see yourself matters, to be honest. The way you see yourself matters. So you need to see yourself in a positive way, not in a negative way. You need to see yourself like, oh, I'm a beautiful person, I'm a sexy person, irrespective of what is going on. You have to see yourself in a good way, in a good limelight, to be honest. So you need to keep on like proclaiming positive things about yourself. Keep on proclaiming positive things to yourself. Don't proclaim anything negative. Don't say anything negative that, oh, I look this way, I look this way. I understand that you may feel that kind of way, but you need to like proclaim like positive things about yourself, to be honest. That's one way you can deal with it, to proclaim positive things. Once you keep on proclaiming positive things, I'm using spots, for example. So I think I'm still going to use the spots on your face, for example. Like now you have spots on your face and you feel embarrassed about it, and you feel like, oh, you don't look beautiful, you don't look handsome with it, or you make sure you look different from other people. Look at yourself in the mirror and see that irrespective of what is going on your face or what you have on your face, you're still beautiful and all of that. Right now, what really matters is not even about, oh, are you, what is on your face or how you look like. Your personality, your personality too matters. Even if though you have like, oh, I have this photo on my face, you know that, oh, I'm still this person, I'm still Gloria. For example, my name is Gloria, I'm still Gloria, and I'm this, I'm good, I'm nice, I'm beautiful, I'm handsome. Just proclaim good things to yourself. I'm looking at the mirror right now as I'm saying this right now, and that really like uplifts your spirits, because even like, for example, you are feeling sad, you're feeling down, and you just need to cheer yourself up and just be seeing good things. Oh yes, I'm this and that, I'm fine. And you just need to just bring a smile to your face. If you're feeling sad before and you're just frowning as you're looking at the mirror, you just see yourself smiling, because yes, you're just saying, yes, I'm good, I'm fine, I'm this. And like, even though I have this spot on my face and I may feel this certain type of way about it, and is it going to stop me from doing this? Don't let whatever is going on, like, oh, I feel this type of way about my insecurities, make stop you from doing what you want to do. You can even accomplish whatever you put your mind to do, irrespective of what you're feeling. And don't let anyone make you feel like your insecurities define you. Your insecurities don't define you, to be honest. That's what I would say. Your insecurities don't define you at all. Your insecurities don't define you. I understand that focusing on your insecurities, you want it to go away, you don't feel too good about it, you feel embarrassed about it. And now I mentioned that don't overthink about it. And overthinking about it isn't just good. It just like worsens what you're going through. Just makes your emotions to triple. And like I said, your insecurities don't define you, because there's more to you than your insecurities, to be honest. Don't focus too much about it, to be honest. Don't focus too much about it, because your insecurities do not define you. You're more than your insecurities.
There are a lot of insecurities, actually. There are a lot of insecurities people are facing. And like I mentioned, I'm just talking about the body and the face. And also, I've been speaking a lot more about the face, so I'll just go straight to the body part. And when it comes, there's something called skinny shaming. If people don't know, there's something called skinny shaming. I'm here to let you know, there's something called skinny shaming. It isn't really spoken about much, a lot, but people should really be speaking about it, because even skinny people feel insecure about their body. And I spoke about this with Demi in the first season, so check it out. If you're interested in listening to that episode, check it out. It was such a good episode. People who are skinny to face insecurities, even the way you speak to skinny people too, may make them feel a certain way about their body, because you keep telling them, oh yeah, so you're too skinny, why are you skinny? It may look like a joke, but to them, it may not be a joke, because they may just feel like, oh, they won't like the way they feel. And I've heard a lot of skinny people say, oh, they're eating a lot, they want to grow fat, they want to add weight, and they keep on eating and eating. When you're not adding weight. So I need you to know and understand that that's just the way your body is. And even though you keep on eating a lot, eat every food item you can have, that's just the way your body is. And you shouldn't just stress yourself about it, because you're beautiful the way you are. And you shouldn't let anyone make you feel like you're not beautiful, you're not sexy, your body doesn't look good, because, oh, you're skinny, you're too skinny, oh, it's not nice. There's nothing wrong with that, with being too skinny. There's nothing wrong with being skinny, to be honest. there's nothing wrong with being skinny. And I understand you, like, oh, you want to add weight and all of that. I want you to understand that you don't, like, do things just to please people. The old people are not comfortable with, oh, the way I look. And then I must try to prove them wrong. I must try to make them accept me. No. Don't do things to make people to accept you or to prove them wrong. Do things for yourself that, okay, me, I want to add weight. You can add weight, yes. You want to eat food to add weight because you want to do it, not because people expect you to do it. Don't be trying to like do stuff because people expect me to do it. Don't try to please people. Please yourself. That's your goal. Please yourself. Because if you're trying to please people, deep down you may not even be feeling comfortable with what you are doing because you're trying to please people, you want to be on their good side and let them not see you in this particular way. No, it's the way you see yourself that matters actually. Because if you keep on focused on the way people see you, things may not turn out well. So focus on the way you see yourself. See yourself in a good way. Don't focus on how people are seeing this kind of way. Oh, they see that, oh, I'm too skinny, or I'm skinny and they don't like it. No. No, that's not it. There are people out there that want to lose weight, but they're not taking the right directions. They end up starving themselves. Like, don't starve yourself. Eat good food, balanced diet, your protein, your carbohydrates, and every other thing, fats and oils. Balance diet, but don't starve yourself to the extent that it leads to something worse, to be honest. Exercise, drink a lot of water, but do not starve yourself. I know that there are a lot of things society has painted, some people in society have painted to be, oh, the body standard, this is the way you're meant to look, this is the way your body is meant to look like. No. Society standard shouldn't be what you should be focusing on, to be honest. Society standard shouldn't be what you should be looking at, to be honest. So don't starve yourself because, oh, maybe there be people at times, not because of what society expects them to do, what they've seen on social media, what people have said. No. Sometimes people are just like, oh, they want to reduce weight. They're not happy with the way their weight is. But that doesn't mean you should starve yourself. No. Yes, you not eating may lead you reducing weight, but it may lead to something else that is worse. So do not starve yourself. Still eat your balanced diet and exercise and meet a professional for guidance, to be honest. And those that like maybe like they eat a lot and it makes them to become obese and they're like, oh my goodness, probably I shouldn't have been eating so much. I should have tried to stop myself. And people are just addicted to food. Food is good, to be honest. Food is nice. People are just addicted to food and just can't keep on stop eating. They just keep on eating and eating, and finally they're already obese and they just don't like the way they look and all of that. They just don't like the way the weight is and like, I need to lose weight and all of that, and that will break them down. It actually drops their morale. It just drops their morale, and at times may lead to them having low self-esteem, and they're like, oh, I probably put myself in this position, I probably should just have not have eaten so much and all of that. It's not the end of the world. I need to let you know, you can still lose weight. You can still lose weight. Just meet a professional doctor. You meet a doctor, yeah, and the doctor is going to like help you step by step, give you guidance on how you can work out, do various things, what you should eat, and you lose weight, to be honest, yeah. And there are people out there that use filters too because of they don't like what is on their face, and they use filter to cover it because they feel like, oh, they look much better with the filter. No, the filter may make you look fine too, but you're still beautiful the way you are. Regardless of the filter, you are still beautiful. I understand how you feel that way. I don't think I do. I don't want people to see me like that. No. Don't focus on what people are going to think of you. That's what you shouldn't be focusing on. That's what you shouldn't be focusing on. That, oh, people won't like, oh, people may make fun of me. No. Don't forget what people are going to say. People will say stuff, good or bad. But focus on the good thing. You still look beautiful regardless, or handsome regardless of what is on your face. You still look beautiful regardless of what's on your face. If you've been using filter a lot and you're using it all because I don't think I look good, you look good. Sis, bro, I need to let you know that you look good. So right now what I need you to do is take your phone, don't use a filter, just take a picture and see how beautiful and some you look like. Just look at yourself and just be seeing, like, I pin yourself up. I'm like, yeah, is this me? I look so pretty. See me, this handsome boy, like this handsome bubble like this. Ah, look at me. Like, regardless of what's on your face, you're so beautiful, you're so pretty. And you shouldn't be making fun of people using filter and all of that. That, oh, you know, people are just using filter. Make fun of them. Like, don't know why people are using filters, but I don't understand why you're using it. But I need you to know that you can do without it, to be honest. That you can do without it. That you're pretty.
I just say pretty. That you're pretty and beautiful. You're handsome without the filter, to be honest. Also, I would like to mention that stretch marks, so people are insecure about that. And ladies, women, I want you to know that stretch marks is normal and it doesn't make you look ugly, doesn't make your body look different. You are still like beautiful, sexy with your stretch marks, irrespective of where the stretch marks is located. Maybe it's located on your breast, on your thigh, and you do not like it. There's nothing wrong with it. And so you may feel the type of way that, oh my goodness, I don't like the way it's looking. But I need you to like embrace it and understand that, oh, it's normal, and a lot of women have it, and you're not the only different person out there. It's not like something that is odd. I just need you to embrace it and stop overthinking about it, because it doesn't make you look any different. It just makes you yourself, and you need to focus on the positive, like I've been saying. And if anyone says otherwise or think otherwise, that's the person's business, to be honest. Because I don't see anything wrong with having stretch marks, to be honest. Because stretch marks just happen. You can't like say, oh, I do not want to have stretch marks. You say, I don't want to have stretch marks, I don't have it. It just like appears on your body. And I feel like you just need to like accept it, embrace it, and just love yourself with it. I know that I'm not any different with the stretch marks, and I'm beautiful and I'm sexy with the way it is on my body. I don't know if this, what they call the name, if this episode is long or short, but I think it's short. Not like as long as all the episodes I've been giving, like 30 minutes, 40 minutes, but I think I've given guys like 18 or 20 something. I can't remember, but I think it should be like the range of 20 something minutes. I don't know, but I would say this is the end of this episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I can't believe I just finished recording. And I'm going to post. Yes, I'm posting, guys. It's 2:46 p.m. and there is still time. There's a lot of time for me to edit. I don't really have much editing to do, because I've listened to most of the parts I recorded, because I was recording it 1:01. I record this part, I end it, record another part, and I'm listening to most of it. And I've seen that it looks good, it's smooth. And I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, let me know your thoughts. Like, I want to mention that it's not enough to send us a voice message. I've mentioned send us a voice message since the beginning of this episode, but you can send us a DM. It won't take much time. Just go on Instagram, 2515podcast, send us a DM. If you haven't followed us on Instagram, what are you waiting for? Like, you receive updates about this episode, about the podcast in general. So, follow us on Instagram. We have 30 followers now. When I saw those 30 followers, I was so happy. I'm like, oh my goodness, 30, yay, finally. Even though 30 is small, but 30 is still something. At least people are listening to this podcast and they're following. Thank you, follow. Let's get it to 40 or 35. It doesn't matter for now, but keep on following and share with people that you think will be interested in listening to this podcast. Yeah, if you have any like experience based on this insecurity you would like to share, let me know. Send us a DM and I'll definitely keep you anonymous. I promise I'll keep you anonymous. Yeah, if you're interested in collaborating with me, let me know. You're interested in being a guest on this podcast, let me know. Or you know anyone that will be interested, let me know. So the 2515 playlist, I haven't done this for a while. Like, I haven't even like mentioned the playlist. Make an own personal playlist. Last time we did this was what they call the name. Grace mentioned as, okay, you know, Demi actually mentioned as, but I just didn't know if it was going to be on Spotify. That's the thing. It was something from Tangled. I can't remember, guys. If I remember, I will let you guys know. Well, it was from Tangled, but the reason why I didn't like put it on the Spotify playlist was because I don't think was going to be on what they call it on Spotify. And it could be, I'll search for it and put it on Spotify. Yeah, but I can't remember what she mentioned the name was, but it was on Spotify. It was on what they called it. It's from Tangled. It's from Tangled. So, but I'll let you guys know about it. It said it was just like a beat or tune, end of the two. So, who knows? I don't think it's going to be there, but I'll check. Yeah, but check the Spotify playlist, the 2515 playlist. That's what it is on Spotify. Yeah. So the 2515 playlist of this week is drum roll please. So the 2515 playlist for this week is At Least I Look Cool by Sasha Alex Sloan. Sasha S-A-S-H-A Alex A-L-E-X and Sloan S-L-O-A-N. I don't know if it's pronounced Sloan, but I just think it's slow for now. But listening to the song is really, really nice, guys. The first time I listened to it, oh my goodness, I was in love with it. And it was just on repeat. It was on repeat. Guys, check it out. Check it out. Check it out. At Least I Look Cool by Sasha Alex Sloan. Check it out. And let me know your thoughts about it. And listen to the other songs. Because other songs by the artist is wonderful too. Yes, wonderful too. See you guys next week on a new episode. Bye.